Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We discussed certain hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pertaining to the importance of maintaining a relationship with the masjid and enhancing that relationship. Yesterday we spoke of an elderly woman in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who came and swept the masjid every now and again, and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had honored that woman even though she was not considered to be anyone of importance in the community. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored her because of that relationship she had with the masjid. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدُ فَهُوَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ مَا كَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ تَحْبِسُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the moment you come into the masjid and the only thing that's keeping you back in the masjid is salah, meaning you're waiting for salah, then you are rewarded as one who is already in salah. SubhanAllah. So if you are waiting maybe 15 minutes before salah or 20 minutes before salah and you are in the masjid area, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the reward of spending those 15-20 minutes in salah, in prayer. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you complete your salah, then the malaika make three du'as for you. There are three du'as that they make. Allahumma khfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma tub alayhi. The malaika are making these du'as. What are the du'as? Allah forgive him, Allah have mercy on him, oh Allah, forgive all his sins and pardon him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they continue making these du'as for you so long as you do not cause inconvenience to the next person or you do not nullify your wudu. May Allah grant us in this.